You're hearing Good Buddies, Fats Waller and James P. Johnson on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer, and my guest is Mark Borowski. So after 1943, Johnson is called upon frequently to help remember Fats.
Yes, this is at a time when he's become essentially an elder statesman of jazz. He's been rediscovered after the Great Depression, come out of semi-retirement, and with the rise of the independent labels such as Ash and Blue Note and Commodore, he's found a new outlet for his energies. He started to play solo piano in the Village at a legendary spot called the Pied Piper, where Willie the Lion Smith and he kind of traded the spot of house and band pianist. And he also started to record at that time and to play at that time with white musicians when a lot of the racial barriers that existed in the 20s and 30s started to break down. So you find him in the company of people like Yank Lawson and Eddie Condon, for instance. Several companies put out Waller Memorial sets and featured the likes of Nat King Cole and Nat Jaffe. And Decca Records asked James P. Johnson to do their own Fats Waller Memorial set. He recorded eight sides, actually done both with and without rhythm accompaniment of Fats's tunes, and one example of a tune that was associated with Fats. So,
the Decca sides recorded such like as Keeping Out of Mischief Now, My Fate Is in Your Hands.
Johnson was the designated Waller Memorial pianist not only for the record labels, but also at various concerts and tribute broadcasts in New York at that time. Another person was the impresario Rudy Blesch, who founded his own Circle label, for which Johnson recorded, and who also sponsored a series of radio programs called This Is Jazz, on which Johnson was a frequent guest.
Blesch has this bully pulpit where he's heard on network broadcasts.
Yeah, that's right. This was the age when Bunk Johnson was found and outfitted with a new set of teeth and kind of thrown in front of microphones and audiences. But with James P. Johnson, he was always there. He never disappeared, and he was really at the top of his game, even though he had suffered the stroke in 1939. But he was at the top of his form in the early 1940s.
Now, among the recordings that James P. Johnson did is a performance with Sidney Bechet.
This was from one of those Fats Waller Memorial concerts. Johnson, who had worked with Bechet in his 1923 program called Plantation Days, and I think they even went to London together with this. Fats recorded this originally with Clarence Williams in the 1920s, and now we hear the duet between Johnson and Sidney Bechet.
Born in 1904, Fats Waller was playing piano by 1912, and organ only 2 years later. At the age of 12, he made his concert debut, but not satisfied, he worked in a grocery store to pay for a thorough grounding in harmony and counterpoint. At 14, Waller was playing a steady cabaret job, and at this time, he came under the influence of James P. Johnson, the master of the Harlem Ragtime Piano School. The influence was a lasting one, and James P. was Fats' real mentor in the hot piano style. Jimmy, here is our guest today, remembers a tune dating from 1920, when Fats was only 16, that is probably the earliest known Waller composition. You will hear it now, played by Jimmy Johnson on his piano and Sidney Bechet on his famous soprano saxophone, Wildcat Blues.
Another example of this memorializing of Waller is James P.'s appearance with Eddie Condon on the Town Hall concert.
Again, this was James P. starting to appear in a more integrated musical environment that existed in the 1940s. And Eddie Condon was a big supporter of the music. He had recorded with Fats as early as 1929. And in terms of his ebullient personality and wit, was somewhat of a match for Fats in that respect. And he held Johnson in great respect as well. Eddie Condon also had a television program, a pioneering television program in the 1940s called Eddie Condon's Floor Show, on which James P. also appeared.
So 1929, once again we were together. See, we had a show called Keep Shuffling, and Fats had a little tune in there. There was a soft shoe number in the show. It was very pretty. We had a two-piano arrangement on it.
I know that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's called Candied Sweets.
Ooh. Well, you want to give that a little twist?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jim. Give it a try.
Thank you.
yes, yes, Jimmy, that's very, very good. And everyone listening and watching, the Victor Record Company decided to compile an album of Fats' various records made for Victor. And it's been released today, and Victor have decided that the most appropriate person to receive the first copy of this album is James Johnson. James, I'm giving you this album presented to you through me by Victor Records.
Well, Eddie, I really accept it because I think it's a great honor. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Jim, you got to fly into some stuff now. You got to give me some of those jumps. Well, what are you going to get? What is that there, Jim? Now, look at here. I'm crazy about my baby. I'd love to hear you play on the piano, Jim.
Right on.
Take it away.
Candy Sweets, I'm Crazy About My Baby, good examples of James P. Johnson appearances with Eddie Condon.
Yeah, these were a series of concerts put on by Eddie called Eddie Condon's Town Hall Concerts. Well, I guess 1945, 1946 season.
Originally, the master, the teacher, James P. Johnson, takes Waller under his wing. At some point in the 20s, they're equals, writing hit shows together. Waller goes on to this tremendous success as Johnson is sort of hidden in the shadows, at least for a decade or more. And then finally, after Waller's death, Johnson is brought forward again to help refresh and renew the memory of Fats Waller. Seems fitting to me.
Yeah, it's painful whenever a parent outlives a child, and certainly whenever a teacher outlives a protege. But Fats could not have asked for anyone better to, at least initially, carry on his legacy. We can be so thankful that we have over 500 sides on the part of Fats and 400 on the part of Johnson to preserve their historical legacy.
Well, Mark Boraski, thanks for helping us explore this intimate connection between these two giants of Harlem Stride, James P. Johnson and Fats Waller.
Dave, as usual, it was a pleasure.
We've been hearing the kind of memorializing of Waller that James P. was engaged in after Fats' rather sudden death in 1943 at age 39, officially from pneumonia, though probably actually from alcohol, overweight, and fast living. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Production, specializing in professional transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs. And my thanks once again to Mark Borowski. A little more from the 1947 Rudy Blesch This Is Jazz broadcast with Johnson on piano, Sidney Bechet soprano sax, and Wild Bill Davison sounding great on trumpet. Blue Turning Gray Over You, which was and remains one of Waller's most popular tunes. That's Good Buddies. That's Waller and James P. Johnson on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.